my God, I wish I could just burn this stack of folders in front of me. I'm exhausted. I'm running on 4 cups of shitty office coffee. And to top it all off, Stacy from accounting is wearing the most obnoxious perfume today, and it's given me such a headache. Ugh.
Hey, what are you grumbling about over there?
Sorry, I can't focus. I stretch in my office chair, the most uncomfortable thing I've ever experienced, as Jane stands up to lean on the partition dividing our cubicles.
Oh, I know. Honestly, why most of these people aren't remote working is beyond me. We don't really need everyone here in the office.
I've never really thought about this before. I mean, I need to be here, and so does Jane and a few others in our section. But looking around, there are a lot of people who are just typing on their laptops. They could easily be inputting numbers and filling out reports at home. Yeah, why are there so many people here? I feel like it hasn't always been like this.
Did you not read the company-wide email about in-office work? The one that was sent out last Monday?
Come on, you know I never read those.
So the new CEO is like some big shot from LA. He wants to come in and turn things around. He sent out this huge email putting people on blast for working from home. Apparently, there were a lot of reports that were late.
Ugh, I know the type. Mr. Big Shot. Probably has no life outside this place and wants to punish us all for it.
You haven't seen him? Honestly, he's kind of sexy.
What? He's here?
Oh my God, you really do live in your own little world over there. Yeah, he's working from here for the next month or so. Part of his whole getting us in line thing, I think. He was meeting with Dave in his office a few...
Jane's eyes go wide as Dave's office door opens and a man in a suit comes out. Dave, our regional manager, looks quite ridiculous standing next to him in his jeans and tattered jacket.
Oh, shit. He's right there. Look busy, girl. Talk later.
I try to stifle a laugh as Jane ducks back into her cubicle as the man strides past us. He glances in my direction, and his eyes fix on me for a moment. He looks a little puzzled. Shit. What did Dave say about me in there? I'm kind of the office screw-up. But in a good way. No one around here seems to mind that I occasionally take some office supplies and maybe do a longer lunch. But what does that matter? I keep things light, get my work done, and usually treat everyone to a drink on Fridays at the Black Penny. I nod politely at him as he passes before turning my attention back to my desk. God, it's going to be impossible to hold myself together while he's here. I hope Dave didn't throw me under the bus or anything. Okay, now I'm having even more trouble focusing. Psst, Jane.
Yeah?
Is the spare office free right now? Or is Mr. Big using it? Jane shakes her head and shrugs at me before returning to her work. Her dedication to this place is astounding. Screw it, I'm going in there. Tell Dave if he's looking for me, that's where I'll be, okay? I gather my folders in one scoop, some of them dropping to the floor. Whatever. I'll be back for them in a bit. I just need some quiet right now. Whew. Okay, finally. I feel like I can hear myself think now. Okay, where was... Oh, whose briefcase is this? By the looks of it, it likely belongs to Mr. Big. Looks pretty fancy to me. So he must have been working in here. Oh well, I'll just set it aside. If he needs it, the door's unlocked. Right now, I just need to get out of that little cubicle. Okay. Now, where was I? I think I was looking for the annual statistics. Ugh, just staring at these numbers is making me want to take a nap. My stupid neighbors have been so loud with their yappy little dog this week. My landlord also wants to up my rent, and I have no idea how I'm going to swing that. Oh, God, I'm stressed. Plus, I haven't come in like a week. Oh my God, is that right? Damn. Thinking about it now, that probably explains why I'm so irritable today. I adjust a little in my chair and clench my thighs together. I don't know if it was because I was just thinking about it or what, but I'm suddenly so horny. And, okay, maybe Mr. Big did look kind of sexy in that suit. It kind of reminded me of this video I watched a few weeks ago. The title was something so ridiculous. What was it? It's probably in my browser history. I'm kind of dying to know what it was. It was something so stupid. Okay, it would have been last Monday. Scrolling. Okay, yeah. Hot secretary fucks her alpha dom boss to save her job. Oh God, these titles can be so ridiculous. The thumbnail is, well, it's the reason I clicked on it. It's definitely not my usual thing, but seeing her bent over the desk like that with the man standing behind her in a suit, it was so hot. I kind of want to press play right now, just to remind myself of what the video was actually like. It can't be as good as I'm remembering. I've masturbated at work before, but in the bathroom. And definitely not while watching full-on porn on my phone. Okay, I am quite far out of the way of everyone. No one comes in here, usually. There is his briefcase, so perhaps he's coming back. But he looked like he was going out for the afternoon. Fuck it. I'll just make sure the volume is turned down. Okay, good. Wouldn't want that to be blasting out loud. And play. Oh God, she's gorgeous. And he's so dominant and sexy. I love the way he comes up behind her like that. His hands all over her. The way she looks back at him, so desperate for it. Oh, I'm feeling pretty desperate too. I know it's wrong, but I can't help it. My fingers are already between my legs, rubbing through the fabric of my underwear. All I have to do is slide my skirt up a little and push it to the side. And I can... Oh, God. I adjust in my seat, spreading my legs further apart and leaning back in my chair. I slide two fingers inside myself and push them deeper and deeper as the man in the video begins to fuck his secretary. The way he pulls her hair back like that, pinning her in place with his body. The way he growls in her ear. Oh, fuck, that feels so good. I've never been fucked like that. I want it so badly. I want someone to make me feel that thrill, that desperation. Oh, God, that feels so good. Oh, my God. I scramble to lock my phone and adjust myself, but it's too late. The door is opening. My heart stops completely when Mr. Big enters the room. We stare at each other, my eyes wide, and his eyes scanning my body, very obviously trying to take in what he's just walked in on. Oh, my God, I'm so sorry, I...
Well, hello. You must be the one Dave told me about, the troublemaker.
I try to adjust myself in my seat. My underwear is still around my ankles, and my shirt is completely misbuttoned. Oh, God, I'm about to be fired. Shit.
I believe I've interrupted something here.
He clicks the door shut behind him. And my heart starts pounding again when I hear him flick the lock. Well, I was just... I came in here to get some quiet. I couldn't focus, and I...
Tell me, is this usually how you spend your afternoons at work?
What do you mean?
Do you think I don't know what you were up to?
I'm so sorry. I had no idea.
Yes, I could tell what you were doing. And you thought you wouldn't get caught?
I can't look away as he moves across the room and takes a seat across from me. Directly across from me. He places his hands on the desk, and I'm pretty sure I can hear my own heart pounding in my ears now. Oh my God, he's just staring at me. Wait, why isn't he saying anything? I can't quite read him. I have no idea what he's thinking.
If you would like to keep this a little secret, that would be fine with me.
Oh, God, yes. I'm so sorry. I don't even know. I'm trying to come up with some excuse, some possible reasoning for my actions when I notice now he's smirking at me. A whole new kind of thrill shoots through me. Is he toying with me?
All right. It's our secret, then.
He leans back in his chair, getting comfortable. Showing me that he's comfortable. Telling me, in his own way, that he's not going anywhere. Do you have many secrets?
Like this? Yes, I do. And you?
My thighs are clenched together so hard under the desk. The pleasure that was there before still feels pent up. Now, combined with the rush of having this conversation, God, I want to keep going. Yes, I have a lot of these kinds of secrets.
Well, I should think so. I've heard you're quite bold and adventurous. Well, you must be to attempt this while I'm here.
I've been known to cause a little mischief sometimes, yes?
And that excites you? Causing trouble? Breaking the rules?
I nod. I don't think I could speak anymore if I wanted to. The message you're sending is clear. You're open to seeing where this can go. But you're leaving the decision to me. You won't expose me. Fire me. Scold me. You won't do anything else to me, with me, either. Unless I ask for it. I let my eyes meet yours and slowly lean back in my chair. My fingers, practically trembling, reach up to my shirt and softly undo one of the buttons. Your eyes scan my body, staring at my eyes. You're hesitant to let them leave mine, but you can't help but look down my neck, my chest, to the buttons I'm slowly undoing.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.